Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you for helping me celebrate the third decade of the Small Business African Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this chaos around here. Dr. Arki Chankute is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. LearningCenter.net, right? I'll get it out in a minute. LearningCenter.net, yes. That's your website?
Yes.
And tell the audience what they find when they get there.
Well, there's a library there that I think people like. It's popular. And it has a lot of information through the years. We've done this now for 45 years on trust and how to build it and what happens when it breaks down. What about this them versus us situation that you and I have been discussing today? And so forth. So I would look at the library. It's just information. We're not trying to get anything out of you. It's a gift.
And probably a whole lot of interviews that you and I've done. I know they can go to my website and find out more find about your work with us and all the great things you've taught us, the mentoring on trust that you've given
us. I wouldn't say they're all there because there have been many, many of them, but the recent ones are there.
LearningCenter.net, folks, you want to own his book, Built on Trust. Arki, could we let's talk about civility. Could we say this? Could we say, folks, let's use our devotion to trust, and I want to use that word intentionally and with great emphasis. Yeah. Let's use our devotion to trust to produce and maintain and sustain civility. Why don't we put that up on a poster and put it up on the wall? And when things get out of hand, just point to that. What do you think?
Yes, trust doesn't mean you agree. I recommend that. Here's what I do. Okay, I have my political feelings also. Here's what I do. I make a point of contacting people whom I know have the other side. Okay, and I don't try to agree, and I don't try to disagree. I do try to listen, and mm-hmm. I try to understand where they're coming from. And if you do that enough, you can start to see this little contribution, this light, you know.
Well, what you're talking about is intellectual honesty. You just described intellectual honesty.
That's right. That's right. Now, you're not going to get everybody. I think if this became a national habit, to do this, you don't have to agree, you don't have to disagree, you know, and periodically, you know, just talk. I think if this became a national habit, I know in business it works. The culture changes. You know, culture is what is cool. So all of a sudden it becomes less cool to have shared grievances, you know, and stay in that thing, but also cool to talk with people who differ from us, who have different. And this is the way that you can start to go. It's up to us. You know, leadership is not going to do it. It's up to the people to reduce and eventually eliminate this stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, there are people who are addicted to it. In business, you know, in the coffee room buzz, there are some people who just can't stop.
Well, it's because they're not intellectually honest. And they don't want to make someone. One of my friends taught me something one time a long time ago. He said, "Be prepared to risk what you know for what you might learn."
Oh, that's interesting.
And when you hear people who just, you know, they demand to be heard and overpower, they bully people with their rhetoric. They don't. They're afraid they might learn something. They're afraid if you actually if they listen to you, you might actually affect their thinking.
Yes. You may have to change. I saw this when I grew up. You know, I grew up in Steel Town in Pittsburgh, Alcoa mm-hmm. Aluminum, and all U.S. Steel, all the steel towns, and you know, everybody said, "Oh, I have a job. Why work?" You know, and so forth. Not everybody, but some.
Right.
But you know, and but you see, this change is becoming, and you start with your mind. You start by opening up your mind and listening to different viewpoints, because change, you know, even the scientists say adaptation is the key to happy survival.
Well, that's how it's what's made America great. We're an adapting civilization. But one thing I'd remind people about, folks, we're basically talking so far today about analog civility and analog trust. We're increasingly in a digital world. What are we going to do about that? Hey, Archie, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
We enjoyed having you here. Archie Chankute, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Archie joined us, and so we did. Stay safe out there, Archie, in the fires. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.